Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Taken in tens of billions of dollars of tariffs. I gave $28 billion, 16 and 12, to our farmers, and it's been pretty amazing what we've done. Our farmers are very happy. We have to make the right deal for the farmers, manufacturers, for everybody. And if we don't make that right deal, we're not going to make a deal.
All right, that's the president talking about China and, of course, the tariffs and the argument over what's going on with the farmers and giving money back to the farmers. That's where we start. A lot to get to, including an Arctic blast that's going to hit hundreds of you, thousands of you, actually. A lot of records could be shattered. That didn't sound good. Just bundle up. You know what I'm saying. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be here after a wild weekend. Really, really was a kind of a crazy weekend in sports and in the regular world, including comments about what's happening with this impeachment inquiry and what it's going to look like and how lopsided it's going to be. Will Hunter Biden get to testify, because the Republicans say they want to hear from him. The Democrats say, get out of here. It's not even relevant. Then you have Nikki Haley, who says that there were two top Trump people in the White House who were trying to strong-arm her into throwing the president under the bus, so to speak. We'll talk about that. And what happens with the Ukraine, which is at the heart of this whole impeachment inquiry that unfolds right before your very eyes on Wednesday. But in the beginning of the show, I think what's worth pointing out is the situation with the farmers and China and the tariffs, because so much is happening that is taking over or dominating the headlines out there, if you will, that this kind of got pushed out of thought. Not here on this show. We've talked about it a ton. But Trump is saying they haven't yet agreed to roll back the tariffs as part of the China trade deal. The talks are moving along nicely, but they're not going to do this for this phase one until it's where it's supposed to be. So stocks fell on Friday because of those remarks, the president's remarks, but then gained their footing later in the day because the markets had soared a day earlier on Thursday of last week after the Chinese Commerce Ministry said the U.S. and China had agreed to roll back tariffs as part of the accord, but didn't say when or any of that kind of stuff was happening. And, of course, farmers feel like they're being squeezed to death in the middle of this whole thing, soybeans, etc. In fact, it's gotten so bad for some farmers that they have suicide hotlines specifically set up for people in the farm industry because they're seeing an uptick in people committing suicide, which is incredibly sad to think about, with farmers dealing with floods, their crops being ruined, and not being able to get the money they would normally have gotten. And part of it is because of what's going on with China and the talks, etc. The U.S. has imposed its tariffs in four different tranches with different tariff rates, is what they call it. It covers about $360 billion worth of imports from China. The latest was a 15% tariff on $111 billion of goods that was imposed back on September 1st. So it could hit more consumer goods for the, you know, first time. They went into effect at different points. So China is apparently, they are having these discussions, but this is a far cry from wrapping up yet. And the farmers and the tariffs, I know some of you are listening to us that are in the situation, it's so tough, the hit that they're taking. I mean, they're just, it's unprecedented. Just really being smashed because of it. And It's taking a big bite out of business and destroying businesses. And I agree with the president. You have to put your foot down at some point. You have to do something about it. But for 9 of the 11 commodities, U.S. producers, not the importing countries or its consumers, they're paying the cost of these retaliatory tariffs. And the farms are taking most of the hit of those tariffs placed on their products. So there's this lopsided balance between the producers, the U.S. producers, and their importing customers. So the more that they're in place, the more time competitors have to take over the U.S. market share and cement a different kind of trade relationship. And that's also part of what the problem is. So soybeans, sorghum, all of those, they're having the biggest declines in sales to China. Brazil was a ready replacement for soybeans, and Australia is a nearby producer of sorghum. So can they even gain back the significant export sales in the coming years in the soybean trade with China? You know, and then there were some other crops that weren't really affected by the trade disputes, like almonds. Almond sales to China fell only 3%, even though there was a 40% tariff. And cheese exports to Mexico grew 3%, you know, when you looked at the dollar, etc. So anything that helps the farmers is a good thing, because when I heard about the farmers and their plight, meaning that some are so distraught, they're taking their own lives. I mean, that's just awful. I do agree, though, there had to be a stand that was taken. Let's hope this thing gets resolved and some of that rolls back. Rudy Giuliani, what is he thinking? What is he doing? He is really, when you talk about the Ukraine and this call, he is right in the middle of this hailstorm. There might be weather that's brewing that's stormy for most of the country, but there is a storm that is following Giuliani around as the congressional impeachment inquiry is going public on Wednesday. Prosecutors in New York are investigating an alleged covert plan involving the Ukrainian government and associates of Rudy Giuliani's to remove Marie Yanovich, the former U.S. ambassador to the country. In the last couple of weeks, a former congressman caught up in the scandal who's cooperating with the feds has been asked about any role he may have played in removing Yanovich. She's a key figure in these impeachment proceedings. She was the ambassador. Remember, the indictments of those two Giuliani associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who look like they could take you down on an episode of The Sopranos. During the spring and summer of 2018, the two were supposedly working on a plan to raise $20,000 for a congressman who they wanted to help get Yanovich removed. And these were two Florida-based guys from the former Soviet Union who were working to get her out at the request of the Ukrainian government, supposedly. Wow. And then you have former House member Pete Sessions from Texas. He's the congressman that's been identified as the former House member. So there you go. And you have the two guys contributing $350,000 to a super PAC that spent about $3 million for Sessions during the 2018 election cycle. I'm assuming a lot of this is going to dump out at that impeachment inquiry. You can't make this stuff up. Coming up, I'm going to give you my take on what it's going to look like in the cheap seats next week when this all goes public, or at least it's televised. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's Take.
Yeah, there's no love lost between the Democrats and the Republicans. We certainly see that. The battle lines have clearly been drawn for quite some time. This is a huge week. The House impeachment investigation, this is the biggest moment for them, for sure. What does it mean for our president? What does it mean for future presidents? What kind of testimony are we going to see? And what's this analysis going to look like? And how about Nikki Haley throwing a monkey wrench out there with her new book and a couple of real bombs that she dropped that I believe her. The former United Nations ambassador, check this out, Nikki Haley divulged in her upcoming memoir that, by the way, is dropping on Tuesday. How convenient. That former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly both try to recruit her to throw the president under the bus to try to save the country, is what they said. So these were two cabinet members who were trying to get her to jump on their boat. And her book is called With All Due Respect. She said that Kelly and Tillerson confided in her that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country. She kept using those words. She said Tillerson told her people would die if Trump was unchecked. Haley said she supported most of Trump's foreign policy decisions that others in the White House tried to block or slow down. She said Tillerson and Kelly's attempt to subvert the president were offensive to her. And she said, she told them basically, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. And she said to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing. It goes against the Constitution. It goes against what the American people want. It was offensive because of what she's saying is she serves at the pleasure of the president, which is true when you're in that position, and to her response of, if you don't like what's going on, you have differences, you air your differences, you can't resolve it, you quit. I do agree with that, because that we've certainly have seen that. People quit for different reasons, personal reasons, all of that. But when they have massive differences, they absolutely usually move on, whether it's a Democratic president or a Republican president. So that's pretty interesting that they were trying to recruit her to do that. It is an interesting piece of information, as this week is going to be so big for Donald Trump, because what is going to be ultimately the takeaways that the Democrats are going to throw out there for you and I to think that, hey, no matter what you think of the party, either party, where you fall politically, whatever label you wear, that this guy is not above the law. That's what the president, that's what the Democrats are saying, and that's them taking their case to us that he should be impeached, and they're going to do it by introducing this public testimony from career State Department employees who are going to testify under oath to things they've already talked about in private. You know, this private testimony, 2,677 pages of the stuff. That's what's been released so far. What they won't do is present testimony from the whistleblower. They're not going to do that. So what does that mean? And what is the evidence against the president? Republicans are saying that without the whistleblower, the case against the president falls apart. How do you bring the case forward without knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases they might have? Lindsey Graham said that. I'd have to say there's so much I don't agree with the senator from South Carolina, but I agree that wouldn't you want everything as transparent as possible? So the head impeachment inquisitor, which would be Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Chair, is saying that the whistleblower's complaint has been corroborated. It makes testimony from the whistleblower redundant, that it would just be hearing the same stuff. I mean, it's been a game of identify who it is. And then you look at the public hearing, and this is the bottom line. And this is my take. Is it going to change your mind on anything? Are we going to be blown away? Are we going to hear something that's going to shock us to the point of saying, well, this just can't happen. This can't happen. In the Senate, where they have the duty to conduct a trial and consider removing the president from office if the House impeaches him, because that's what happens next, even Lindsey Graham is saying if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, the thing is dead on arrival in the Senate. Why would we push that forward? How could we do that? Why would we do that? And it all goes back to the phone call, the Bidens, all of that. And then the Republicans are focusing on the argument that the former VP and his son should be called to testify. Democrats are saying it diverts focus on pressure, the president's pressure on the Ukraine, and it puts it all on the Bidens, where this is not relevant to that. Not relevant. That was part of what was brought up, and now the whistleblower is not even to be heard, just other people corroborating what the whistleblower said. I think in a case of this magnitude, at this level, and with everything on the line, I think the whistleblower should be somebody who is out there, who is testifying. I mean, how do you mount any kind of a defense in the Ukraine scandal? Because it keeps moving in different directions. The acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, asked for some clarity from the court, saying he can't be the one to decide whether to listen to the House or listen to the president. He's seeking to join a case already filed by John Bolton's former deputy, Charles Kupperman, who's been granted a hearing on Monday in Washington, D.C. John Bolton, Trump's former national security advisor, has said he has relevant information to the impeachment investigation, but he wants clarity on whether he should listen to a House subpoena or stay silent under the president's claim of executive privilege. So this just gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. We know who's going to be first. It's Bill Taylor. He's the top State Department official in the Ukraine. He raised concerns about the shadowy foreign policy being pursued by Rudy Giuliani, and who internally called out the president's political appointee for trying political investigations to secure, you know, for tying it, political investigations to security aid. And then he'll talk about why the Ukraine needs the aid, needs the money. And then there's going to be testimony from George Ken, who's going to talk about Giuliani's efforts to get the former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, removed from the post. And then she's going to testify. To me, the person who is really going to get thwacked in this is going to be Rudy Giuliani. If he's out there, they're his associates, he's all mixed in that. What does he say and what happens between the State Department officials and the former ambassador in the Ukraine? What's going to come out publicly? Because some of this private testimony, we already know some of what that's about. Very, very interesting. By the way, Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day to you who have served. I'd be remiss if I didn't slide from my take on impeachment, which ask again later if we shook the magic eight ball, to say thank you for your service. You think of the active 19.6 million and former U.S. service members who have gone to war. It is a federal holiday, so lots of places won't be open for business. But there are so many restaurants that are honoring veterans and, you know, with 50% off this and all kinds of special deals and that sort of thing. So make sure you check if you're doing anything out in the public and you served or you are currently serving. But when I think of Veterans Day, as so many family members, I mean, in fact, I probably have about 10 family members who are currently serving or who have served, including the other who you hear on the show, who was in the Navy on the U.S. Stennis and was chasing Saddam Hussein on a boat and had some interesting stories, and maybe he'll share them with us when he comes on this week. I couldn't be prouder of his service and what he did. Veterans Day is a very big deal. I think veterans need to be honored, and it's really neat in my neighborhood to see so many American flags. If you drive up and down the streets, you see the flags out front, and the Boy Scouts put them out as part of a program they do, and it just reminds me that we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and thank goodness for those who have served to protect our freedoms and our liberty. Stay with us. Coming up next, Rowan Stewart has written a book called Renewing Your Mind Daily, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom, Book 1. What made him write it? 9/11 is mixed into that with a dream he had. Stay with us.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. There has been a big change at the top of Bolivia's government.
No contentos con eso, posteriormente amenazaron.
Leftist President Evo Morales is now resigning after weeks of sometimes violent protests over alleged fraud during the country's last election. BBC reporter Katie Watson says he made the move after the Organization of American States called for a new presidential election, citing irregularities.
They've called for fresh elections, but we've had the army now saying that he needs to go. This makes the next few days, few weeks, very uncertain in a country that is very poor, very divided, especially now with what's happening. And I think there are a lot of question marks as to what that means for the stability of Bolivia.
The unrest in Bolivia has left 3 people dead and more than 100 people injured. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Green Room, Rowan Stewart has written a book called Renewing Your Mind Daily, Book One, Embracing the Culture of the Kingdom. So interesting how he wrote this book, and I can't wait for him to tell his story and share his story with all of you. I mean, this is a 40-day devotional that really emphasizes the culture of God's kingdom. It embraces a culture that highlights how renewing the way we think can lead to transformation and an exemplary lifestyle of submission to the authority of the kingdom of heaven. And how did he arrive at all this, I think, is what is so fascinating. And I think you're going to find him fascinating as well. So I got to ask you the first question. What was it that inspired you to write this book?
I was inspired to write the book because of two main reasons, I would say. First is an encounter with a man of God who immersed himself in fasting and prayer and ultimately had supernatural experiences that gripped my attention. I found myself salivating for this type of experiences with God. I applied for my dream job, but was denied the opportunity since I arrived at the interview a few minutes late. I was very upset that such a golden opportunity slipped through my fingers. I sought employment elsewhere and was accepted. It about this time for me to do so and to pursue righteousness. And second is a scripture found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, which basically says that we should not conform to the traditions of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
So in doing this, as you said, arriving late, it leads you down this path. There was something else that you and I talked about that prompted you to go in that direction of renewing your mind daily. What else was it that you were noticing around you?
It probably was the dream that we discussed, that this man of God that I met, well, he was just so passionate about fasting and praying and reading scriptures. And I admired that. I thought he was crazy. I didn't understand why someone would fast the entire day and read scriptures and pray. I mean, I went to church, but I wasn't deep into God as he was. So I thought he was crazy. But then he told me a dream. He told me about a dream he had. And I thought it was just crazy that he would even expect that this dream would manifest. But you know what? The dream came to fruition. And it was then I said to myself, God, I want to know you like he knows you. I want to have the type of relationship that he has with you. So I started to fast and pray and just spend time in the presence of God, reading scriptures, praying, and worshiping God on a daily basis. And then God proved himself to be no respecter of persons. I too start having dreams, about future things. And one of them I captured in the book. I found myself in this tall building. I was probably about midway, and I could see I was at a staircase, and I could see the top, the pinnacle of this building. And I realized that there was fire, and it was growing and increasing as ferocious. I panicked, and then I started to run down the spiral staircases. As I exited the building, I saw what seemed to be hundreds of people gazing to the top of this structure. I realized that there was like a ball of fire at the top, and it was just getting more ferocious. Then I saw people jumping out, and I couldn't understand why they would do that. Because, of course, you know, from such a height, by the time you on collision, it's instant death. And there were many people doing that. And I was startled. I grieved for them. But then that terrible situation even took a turn for the worse, as I saw now that the building started to collapse, and the debris and the cloud of dust that came along with it. No one could stand in it to it. So we all had to scramble for our lives as the dust and debris was just chasing us, and nothing could withstand its ferocity. So I ran as fast as I could, and I got to a point of safety. And then when the dust settled, I went back, because I was very curious. I went back and started to climb up on the debris and you know, the rocks and everything. And when I looked below my feet, it was just uncountable dead bodies. And I woke up from the dream thinking that this must be the church that is about to be shaken up. And little did I know that 911 would you know, happen. So the dream was like in January of 2001, and then of course September 11 happened. And I said to myself, I know there are members of our audience who probably also who would believe I did that these type of things, these dreams, were just happening in Bible days. But I would say no, because of my experiences and the experiences of others captured in this book, that God desires intimacy. God desires for us to spend time with Him and to worship and pray. It's not just the routine of going to services weekly. It's more than that. It's building that intimacy with God, just as we would in like, you know, marriage relationship.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good analogy. We're speaking with Rowan Stewart, and the name of the book is Renewing Your Mind Daily. You can get it on Amazon.com. What do you hope people take away from reading this?
So I would hope that people would three things, I would say. First is let's go back to the book a little bit. Embrace and Culture of the Kingdom. One, you know, about embracing the culture. Reading your mind daily, matter of fact. Sorry, reading your mind daily. Book one, embracing the culture of the kingdom. It's really about transformation. So it encourages us to renew the way we think by coming in alignment with the culture of the kingdom of God. For example, number one, forgiving without limits. The first devotional focuses on tapping into the uncharted depths of forgiveness. It speaks about a married couple on the brink of divorce due to the wife's infidelity. This formidable opponent to the longevity and success of any marriage. Sorry, let me repeat that. This is a formidable opponent to the longevity and success of any marriage.
Uh-huh.
But the problem was further exacerbated when the husband ascertained that his wife was pregnant with another man's child. These are the moments when we need to tap into our God-given power to forgive. Just a few weeks ago, we had a teachable moment igniting the discussion on forgiveness when Brand John, the brother of the late Botham John, publicly forgave and hugged the woman responsible for the slaying of his brother. Such uncharted depth of forgiveness should be replicated across cities and states and nations and the entire world. This is the mental transformation that Renew Your Mind Daily urges its readers to embrace in influencing our world to become a better place. The second example of our Renew Your Mind Daily encourages us to be transformed is to dispel the myth that divine dreams and visions are not for today, but exclusively reserved for Bible days. The book provides real-life testimonies that God still speaks to His children today via dreams. Just as I mentioned before, with my testimony.
Yeah.
Consequently, I adopted a lifestyle of fasting, routine each day. In which I would pray, sing songs of worship to the Lord, and read scriptures. Then God proved Himself to be no respecter of persons.
Yeah. Yep. And you know what? That's the perfect place to end this, because we're up against it. Rowan Stewart, again, Renewing Your Mind Daily, especially the time of year that we're in. It's a perfect time for this. Any time is a perfect time for it, but definitely now when we're thinking about so much with important holidays coming up and whatnot. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, I thank you so much, Kate, for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until your ruptures blink, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're going to really love our next author here on Author's Corner. I had a chance to talk to him off the air, and wow, the stories. Michael Kravitz joins us. EMP Casualty is the name of the book. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
So let's talk about why you wrote the book, because that's always the place that we start. What drove you to write this book?
Well, there was a couple reasons. First thing is I wanted to leave a footprint, and I took a trip to Atlantic City, and when I was on a slot machine, I was talking to a young man. He seemed very gentle, and he was taking care of his grandmother. He said he made a living by writing a book. And after I was talking to him for several moments, I said, you know, I've never thought of that, and I think I have the same amount of capability and intellect that he did, and I thought I'd try it. And what I chose was an EMP story because it's something that, as a former engineer, my brother's an engineer, it's something I read about. And with all these different types of futuristic calamities that are challenging our country and challenging, frankly, the whole earth, it's something that I was fascinated with. And then I began to write my story with it. And it took like 7 or 8 weeks, but I had a story in mind all along.
Yeah, I like that you had the story in mind. So give us a taste of the story. Tell us what the book's about.
Well, this is the third book of sequels. I started out with Boston Darkens and then Boston Flickers. And in each book, when I started, I refresh the readers. I bring them up to pace so they're not left in the dark. They know where they're at the moment, and they know a little bit about each person. And in the last book, I kind of brought everything together, and I have an unusual collection of people. And what I decided to do in my book is, since I live in Massachusetts, I took a Midwestern town. I'm not allowed to say the town. I had a town in mind. And I said, they do a lot of books about rich people, about poor people, and I've seen books and movies about the West and Midwest and cowboys and so forth. What about the forgotten class, the working class people, how they react to each other, and who are they? Who's your next door neighbor? And it's something I don't think a lot of people dwell on or think about. When we go to work every day, we don't know what's happening next door, their problems, their what's happening with them. So this is what I developed the story about. And when the bomb goes off, it's an EMP, electronic magnet pulse. It sends us back 100 years. And this is a true thing. I know it's a fiction story, but I brought something up that's really true. And I brought together a Midwestern mass town, and I wanted the people to know who their neighbors were. A few of us know our next-door neighbor, but we really don't know who's in our neighborhood. And I have some really unusual people. If I'm allowed to expand on it, I'd like to just bring out a few.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Well, the main person is Ben and Alice. And these are transplants. And these are Christian people, which not a lot of people know about. But they came from Nebraska, and they came here because the job offers in Boston, frankly, are really good as a microbiologist. And she was a school teacher. And they have a perfect family, a young daughter that's in school. And they have a son that's called Randy. And a lot of this has to do with Randy in the first two books, not so much in the third book. And he's a very bright young man where we're always trying to push education. He always had a love for antique cars. And he spent all his time in Nebraska working on an antique car. It just fascinated him. He was gifted with academics, but he didn't want to pursue it. So when they transplanted to Massachusetts, they brought the car with him, and he continued on, and he had it running really nice. When the blast went off, all electricity went off. The towns, the government, everything shut down. But the whole East Coast was like a big parking lot with cars on the roads and the highways and shopping malls. But his car would work because it wasn't the electronic gizmos that they put into cars. And a lot of this is about survival. And they used this car. This was their means to get food, to go look for other people, to protect themselves against the roving gangs. And I try to make it as realistic as possible. And what I had was a next door, a union man, a divorcee, and a drunk. And the reason I used a drunk was a couple reasons. One, a lot of people see people who don't fit with their way of life, but no one knew why he would drink excessively. And I brought this out in the third book. He turned out to be a lifesaver. And the book is fascinating and captivating because this is how the whole neighborhood formed a collaborative to fight off the various roving gangs and to go out and search for drinking water, to search for food, and try to help other people. And there was two state troopers, a male and a female. And then there's a union worker, the typical guy with his sons. They would drink beers at nighttime. And the divorcee wanted a better life, who took her daughter out of the inner city and give her, a more protective and a more cuddling fashion so she would survive. And then the other characters is Ben and Alice is their daughter. The daughter was rebellious at high school. And when the bomb went off, she felt cheated, very cheated. She wanted to be what her mother is, to grow up, to have a family and kids, et cetera, et cetera. And she met up with this guy named Joshua, and this is in the third book. Mm-hmm. And Joshua was a slick salesman, very slick, but gifted. He spoke many languages. His father came in from Egypt, and these are people that I actually know in life, but he came in Egypt, and he spoke five or six languages. The son picked up on it. He is very smart also, but he decided to be a salesperson because he loves meeting people and he likes making money. He likes the fast life. He's like all young men, he would date girls and go on to the next and the next. But when he met this other girl, Ben and Alice, it set off a cascade of events. Every father would like to have their daughter walking down the aisle with him. That was his dream. And then this Joshua came along. He was in his 20s, and she's underage. It set off a whole friction within the family, and they didn't like it. And this is a story about love, how they can come over the EMP and how they can survive the whole thing. And it's really interesting because they, to search for safety, they would have to go into the inner city. But to go into the inner city, you have to go through a lot of danger. And I have the book, and it's very captivating. There are instances where they go through danger. But the end of the book, if I'm allowed to say this,
sure.
After things settle down and people realize that they are trying to rebuild the grid, it starts up in Maine, starts up in the West Coast, they had a special problem. Because in the neighborhood, there's a man, he's challenged, he's in his late 70s, and he had a caretaker, but the caretaker is neurotic and he's tall, and he really loved it, and he's gone through a bad life, and he's with his wife, but he needed help, because when a bomb goes off, people don't understand. The elderly population are depending upon going to the CVS or Walgreens, they need the prescription. All of a sudden, it doesn't exist anymore, besides fighting for food and the games. What do you do about getting medical attention in the hospitals? So the state trooper, the man, decided to let his wife, who was also a state trooper, take another woman who's African, who saw her nephew shot down by a gang, had to go out and see her sister. And in the backseat is this elderly challenged man, and next to him is this neurotic caregiver who's tall and thin and he eats like a bird, and they had to travel out to a tent city, and it's very interesting all the different people they would meet in the games, and they had to go out to find this thing, and they would go by an armory where this major was by the book and for the book, and she had to convince them there are people who are dying out there, and he didn't care because he wasn't getting orders. Of course he wasn't getting orders, the communication shut down. So they have some very heated moments, and I was very careful how I did all my characters, you know?
I love it. I love the passion, because you talking about the characters, I'm sure people listening, it makes them want to dive out there and buy the book and do it. It's called EMP Casualty. Michael Kravitz is the author, and we're speaking to him. And, Michael, we only have like a minute or so left, but what do you hope people take away from this?
Well, I hope people will take away from this the reality that there is good and evil when any situation arises, just like the hurricane down in Katrina, that there are a lot of people who will rise to the occasion and really help other people. There are also a lot of evil that exists, and I try to bring both of them in my book so people understand what human nature is about when things go bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the connection, knowing your neighbors, all of that. And I'll say it again, it's easy to get. Just go on to Amazon for sure. EMP Casualty, Michael Kravitz. Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.